This is Reverend Bookburn, and when I'm not counseling Senator David Diaperman Vitter or Pastor Ted Methman Hager, I'm broadcasting at VoltaRadio.com, Sunday nights, 9 to 11 or so, East Coast Time, USA, at VoltaRadio.com.
Older music.
Cool.
And,
absolutely not. No. It's your show.
Yeah,
with your thing.
I'm tying it all in together. That's what I'm trying to do. I mean, I try to do that every week.
Nope.
But
go into your shtick.
I'm trying to. Oh, you know what? Here's a good one. I do have one. This is you guys ever heard of the band Candlebox?
No.
Like a '90s band. They were like a '90s band. They had two songs. That you probably would have heard of on the radio, called You and Far Behind. And they actually just... I don't know why, but I have this weird affinity for songs released by bands like 10 years after their prime. You know what I mean? Like Billy Idol had a single in 2003, I think it was, called Scream. And I totally got into that song. I have it on my MP3 player right now. Who else? Judas Priest had a song called Revolution in like 2002 or 2003 or 2004, something like that. Totally have that song. Jane's Addiction had a song come out in the 2000s. And this is going to be one of those songs. But it's by Candlebox. Like I said, they were more a 90s band. And this song is called Stand. So we'll say that in tying this to the Phillies and in...
Yes.
Because that's what I've been trying to do. Cindy's got
Phillies
her Phillies hat on.
The will stand. Absolutely.
That's right. And this song is, like I said, it's kind of like a kick-ass song, which I'm trying to play because I want
there
the Phillies to kick ass.
That's right.
And they grease their bats.
That's right.
Say what?
They grease their bats.
That's what I hear. Pine tar.
Stop it.
So this is Stand from Candlebox. Stick around in about
lots of balls.
In about 20 minutes, the Rev can upset you all night long. But for now, this is Candlebox with Stand.
Come and save me, yeah. If we took a chance, did it all again.
That was Stand, Candlebox, about 14 minutes. Oh, 13 minutes left. Why'd you do that to me, Clock? That's insulting to change the minute right as I'm looking at it. So rude. Yeah, went from 46 to 47 as I was looking at it. So rude. I'm still here with, this is Jay West. I'm still here with Cindy and the Rev.
And, yes, we're here.
Absolutely. Yes. Rev, he's got his show on after this, so make sure you stay tuned for that. He's always got some good stuff. How about, oh, I got something for you guys. Because I do, aside from my Primal Vinyl segments, I also do a segment called I Got It Covered, where, like, I'll play cover songs of pretty famous songs by obscure, like, Rev was here when I played, and Cindy texted me, I think, remember when I played Real Big Fish, the cover of the A-ha song, Take On Me? Do you recall? Yeah. I remember Cindy texted me, too. But what's it called? This is a cover of The Wall. Another Brick in the Wall. And I have the vinyl album here of The Wall. But this is a cover. The band is called Class of 99. And it's not really a band. It's just a bunch of musicians that came together and wrote this one song for a soundtrack, basically. And it just so happens that the lead singer is Layne Staley of Alice in Chains, who is my favorite band. Layne Staley is the one who passed away about 5 or 6 years ago. And I think they look a little confused by my Alice in Chains reference, but it's cool. I'm going to go on with it. Anybody who knows me knows I love Alice in Chains. But it's also Tom Morello of Rage Against the Machine playing guitar. So there you go. Pete the Rev's interest, at least. So this is another Brick in the Wall. It's off of the Teaching Mrs. Tingle soundtrack. I'm sorry. It's the Faculty soundtrack. And it's Layne Staley and essentially the band from Rage Against the Machine. And this is a pretty awesome cover of the song. I must admit, I can't help but listen to it at least 2-3 times a week. But this is another Brick in the Wall by Class of 1999.
We'll be right back.
and that was it. That was Class of 1999, which, as I mentioned before, isn't actually a band at all. It's just the name of that those musicians assigned themselves when they made that song for the soundtrack. And there's only 7 minutes left of my show. Not even. It just changed again. Every time I look, it changes. God damn the space-time continuum. But, yeah, so I'm going to play one more song. And then I'm going to set up the show for Mr. Rev over here. And this is a personal favorite of mine by the band Cracker. Which, you know, it is definitely, the name of their band is definitely the type of music that they play. It's very white bread. Not like Southern, but, I don't know. Certainly not hip-hoppy. Let's put it that way. But, again, keeping with our theme show and, our hoping for another world championship run for the Phillies, hopefully in about a week and a half, they'll be singing this song. And this song is by Cracker. And the title is The World Is Mine. You may have seen this from the Gillette commercial with Tiger Woods and Roger Federer and Derek Jeter. But it's also on my show. Something's falling apart. The whole building's coming down over here, but we're going to get this one song in before I leave. And hope everybody had a good night. Thanks to Cindy and Reverend Bookburn here for sitting in on my show and sharing some time with me, some good times. And hopefully everyone has a good week. Wednesday, we got the Phillies game, and I don't even know what the score is right now. On the Yankees game. Let's check that out right now. All right, it's nothing, bottom of the second in the Yankees game. So, nothing much going on there. I have to catch that when I get home. How about the Flyers? Flyers are losing 3-1, so screw them. All those songs that I played with the word orange in it did not work because the Flyers lost anyway. Well, they're losing at least. So yeah, hope everybody has a good night. Stay tuned for the Rev. And this is Cracker with The World Is Mine.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Brother Jay. Where is the mouse, asks the Reverend. Okay. This is Reverend Bookburn. We are going to begin any minute. Tapers, relay broadcasters, anyone who gives a fuck. And we had fun. Mother Volta, Cindy, and I have been participants in Jay's show, which rocks. It's a great way to, it's foreplay for the show. And wet foreplay for the show. And we are very fortunate to have it.